The Lord be with you. Please be seated. I humbly apologize for being a little late, but the Archbishop says hello. He was on the phone, and if there's one thing I've learned is he doesn't do short conversations, so I do humbly apologize for that. But he does say hello and sends his greetings. Let's just quieten our hearts before we pray together our collect for purity. So we pray together. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the teaching of Jesus, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Spirit of God, search our hearts. So we pray together. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our collect for this morning. God, the strength of all those who put their trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers. And because through the weakness of our mortal nature, we can do no good thing without you, grant us the help of your grace, that in the keeping of your commandments, we may please you both in will and deed. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our first reading is from the letter to the Galatians, chapter 3, beginning at verse 23. Now, before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore, the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And if you can, please stand. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ, according to Luke chapter 8, beginning at verse 26. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Then they arrived at the country of the Gennesareans, which is opposite Galilee. As he stepped out on land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes and did not live in a house but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him, he was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now there on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherd saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened, and when they came to Jesus, they found the man for whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you for your word. We pray it brings wisdom, encouragement, and challenge to our hearts this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. If you've ever been in a space where you have such fear, 9 times out of 10, you will try and avoid that space or avoid going there again. If you've ever had that moment, if you've ever been in that place, so if it is a roller coaster, if it is heights, if it is spiders, snakes, whatever it is, you try to make sure you're not going to be in that particular place. And you may think then you've overcome that fear because you haven't interacted with it, until potentially you then are in that particular place and you respond maybe with how you felt or with a new feeling or experience of, I'm actually not so afraid anymore. There's something really fascinating in our gospel message this morning where the people who knew about this man who was demon-possessed, who was naked, who was wild, and this would have been a sight to be seen. But when they saw this man fully clothed, when they saw this man at peace, sitting at the feet of Jesus, this is what made them afraid. Do you see the irony? This man who was filled with demons, this man who is now filled with the peace of God, and people feared that. They feared Jesus. And it had me thinking how we respond to Jesus, because we say Jesus is great, Jesus is good, his love is for all of us, and I feel safe, I feel good. And yet, the challenge that Jesus leaves with us can make us fearful, because it usually means we have to change. There's something about Jesus and the reflection of being with him that gives us a choice as to how we are going to respond. The people saw this man completely healed and clothed, and that is what made them afraid. The power of God. Now, if I was to ask for a show of hands of who is fearful of the power of God, we may go, yeah, no, I'm not too, what's the right answer? I think if all of us were to be honest, we would say all of us can be fearful of the power of God. Because God is incredible. God is magnificent. And God's heart is rooting for us. So when we have this particular space that we want to be in, it's looking to see how we respond to knowing, well, I need to bring change into my heart. And I know I said I was going to change, but I haven't, and that's going to be seen. How do I cope? How do I minister? I had such a wonderful laugh with Muriel Ahern yesterday. She asked me a question. But in the question, she said, Now, in just one sentence, can you tell me the answer to this question? And Ruth sat there going, I'm going to have to remember that now. So we're not going to get into this whole massive big dialogue because obviously I can be known to talk a little bit. But if you had just one sentence about how you respond to Jesus, what would that be? Everything else gets taken away and it's just you and Jesus. And Jesus brings around this massive transformation in your life. And you want so badly to be with him and pursue him. And Jesus turns around, he says, no, you stay here. Stay here and tell people what God has done for you. In one sentence, what do you say? This man, through his incredible healing, declares through the city. This man who wasn't staying in the city because of who he was, removed himself from the city to be away from people. And in this incredible healing, went to tell people about the goodness and the power of God, almost not caring that people were going to be fearful, because God is better and bigger than that fear. All of us have our fears. We may think some of them are silly. We may think some of them are very real. But all of us have our fears. All of us can have our demons. And the fear can be, well, if they are removed, what does my life look like? In that one sentence, what is God wanting to say to you this morning? We're going to affirm our faith, and then we're going to take some silence. We're going to pray ourselves individually. We're going to spend some time in silence before we come to break bread together. For the fears that you have, for those concerns that are there, I encourage you to hand them over to God. And as you hand them over, ask God, what have you got for me in return? I want to give you this fear. I want to give you this concern. I want to give you this thought. What have you got for me in return? So let us affirm our faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist? We believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us, and rose again? We believe and trust in him. And do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world? We believe and trust in him. This is the faith of the church. This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So for these next few minutes of silence, have a conversation with God or listen to what God has for your heart. What do you want to hand over to him? And what has he got for you in return? So let us pray. Father, we thank you for the healing that we read throughout all of Scripture, for the interactions that you have with your people, those that know you and those that do not, and for the changed hearts and minds, and for the choices and for the challenges that people experience. God, we bring all our thoughts, our fears, our concerns to you this day. And as of you have listened to our hearts and minds, God, we pray that we will know and experience the touch of your Spirit. The love from your heart and the peace that you so desire for us to experience. Lord, in your mercy. So again, if you can, please stand. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and share in his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Give each other a wave, wink, nod from wherever you are standing or seated. And please be seated. So blessed be God who feeds the hungry, who raises the poor, who fills our praise. Blessed be God forever. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen, amen, amen." And as our Savior Christ has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. So the gifts of God for the people of God. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Amen. I'm going to invite Jono and George, who will bring around our communion this morning. And so the body of Christ, given for you. And the blood of Christ, shed for you. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. We have our tea and coffee after our service this morning. We also have tea and coffee this Friday at 10:30. Thank you for the nod, George. On Saturday, we have a barbecue on here from 5:30 to 7:30. All are welcome to that. We have our services on Sunday, prayer meeting next Tuesday, and next Wednesday will be our final communion service for the summer. We'll be taking a break then for July and August. As you receive this blessing, take this for your hearts and bring this blessing to those around you as well. So may you know the goodness of God the Father. May you know that Jesus is bigger than your fears. May you know the Holy Spirit can soothe your heart, your mind, and your soul. Empty yourself before the triune God for him to fill you with all that he has for you. Know his love, know his peace, know his grace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.